Okay. Praise the Lord. God is good. His mercies are never ending. Hallelujah. They are never what? Not that they are new every morning. Amen. Tell your neighbor, God loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. And with loving kindness, He has drawn you to Himself. Hallelujah. He loves us. God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing our sins, you know, on us. Praise the Lord. And He has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. He loves us, and we ought to be secure in the love of God. First John says that we have known and we have believed the love that God has for us. Then give me that verse. First John 4:16. Olorunto medi. Amen. First John 4:16. And we have known. And we have what? We have known. And we have that God, the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwells in love dwells in God. And God in what? We have known and believed. Amen. You know something? A believer also have known. Amen. That God? Amen. Hallelujah. And I am accepted in the beloved. Last time I was meditating on that scripture, I am accepted in the what? They started what? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we'll understand the love walk of the believer. And I pray, King of glory, that even as we hear the word, our minds will be renewed. And Father, I pray that even our actions, Lord, will go in the direction where our minds have been renewed. I thank you for Imitate Church. Lord, I pray that the word of God will continue to have free course in our lives. And I pray for a reception for the word of God. Lord, I pray that we'll grow in the knowledge of God. Father, and I thank you that the word of God is mightily working in us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we are going to look at the love, the believer's love walk. Amen. The believer's what? Love walk. First of all, God loves you. That one, if you're not yet convinced about God's love for you, then when we talk about the believer's love walk, you know, we'll be what? Casting paths to what? Amen. So, the first place is believing the love that God has for you. Praise the Lord. Because it is that same love, you ought to love what? Other people. Amen. And the love of God, what is the love of God? What is the love of God? The giving of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Amen. God gave Christ to die. Amen. So the love of God is seen in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So, first of all, you have to be convinced. that God loves you no matter what. Of course, great preachers, sometimes they can throw statements. It doesn't matter what God, what you do, God loves you. And then the guy spoils it. And to the point that the hearers want to cast stones at them. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have a friend like that. I told him, please explain. You know, explain to the people what you're teaching. Don't just throw a statement. If you throw it at me, probably I can understand you. Amen. But to the novice, amen. So, Philippians, our finish. Lately, I've been preaching in Uganda. When you've taken a long time without practicing something, it feels like you don't know Uganda, yet you speak Uganda every day. Actually, even spiritual. If you've taken a long time without practicing something, you know, when you do it, it seems like you've never done it. Amen. So, but we are getting there. Hallelujah. Our Philippians, chapter 1, verses 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment. Verses 10. That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, all the Pauline prayers are centered on knowledge. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 1, 17, he prays, spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Ephesians 3, from 16 onward, that you may know the love of God, which surpasses all what? Understanding. Amen. Colossians 1, 9, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Praise the Lord. So all his prayers are centered on what? On knowledge. Hallelujah. More especially in this generation, you know, we need to know. We need to know. Amen. Even the love of God, you know, your response is the result of what you know. Praise the Lord. Your response to whatever you respond to is a result of what you know, a result of your knowledge. You pray the way you pray because of the knowledge you have about what? Prayer. Hallelujah. So, here Apostle Paul is saying that, and may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all what? Discernment. Praise the Lord. You know, when you talk about the love of God, there is a difference between the love in the world and the love of what? Of God. And sometimes because of Telemundo and all those soaps, amen, you know, people know love that way. That's far. You know, let me say, most musicians sing about love. Eh? They sing about what? Actually, 98% of the songs they sing, they're about what? They're about love. But when you take their love, what? Walk. They've divorced like a million times. But they sing the Siri Kuleka, Siri Kuleka. Yeah? So, if you're copying from there, you are doomed. You'll be like what? Hallelujah. There's a musician I used to like, Kadongo Kamu. Isaiah Songo, Omana Omuzungu. And then afterwards, Isaiah Songo, Mukaza and Zita, when he was in his Amudendi. The first time he was praising her. And the second time is like the woman is what? Is killing me. Amen. So, please, there is a difference between love in the world, and the love of God. Praise the Lord. So what the world calls love is not what? It's not love. Praise the Lord. It is not God's love. So Apostle Paul is saying that, and I pray that your love may abound still more and more in what? In knowledge. Praise the Lord. So, this prayer of love, I mean, this prayer is not corporate. It is more to individuals. Praise the Lord. He's saying that your love, Anna, your love, you know, sometimes, and if you mistake the scripture, you may think that you are talking more of what? Of the corporate body. But it is directed to what? To individuals. Praise the Lord. And you know, sometimes we want to sometimes say, we need to love. But to yourself, are you walking in love? Huh? The church is not walking in love. What about you? Amen. The church is not praying. Are you praying? Amen. So, your love may abound yet more and more in what? In knowledge. Praise the Lord. May abound more and more in knowledge. Hallelujah. So this prayer is for individuals and not more collectively. Hallelujah. So that word more and more. Amen. It is used for comparison. It is used for what? Comparison. Amen. You, how can I put it? If you look back, you know, has your love work increased? Have you improved? Compared to last year, have you improved? Has your love abounded more? Let me also put it in these other areas. When you look back last year until now, have you grown in the knowledge of God? How is your prayer life compared to last year? How is your love walk compared to last year? Are you becoming better or better? Yeah? That is the one. You may what? Abound more and more. It's a comparison. How am I doing compared to last time? Amen. And I think it is a good question to ask yourself. How am I doing? Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Hallelujah. So, he's saying that your love may abound more and more. So it is used for comparison, you know. And you should ask yourself, has your love increased, you know, than it used to be? So, that is the word more and more. Amen. Now, the word abound, it means to go beyond normal than that in the world. Abound. It means to go beyond what? Normal than that in the world. I told you, the love that is in the world is not the love of what? The love of God. Hallelujah. In the world, they say, once someone slaps you, you do what? You slap back. Hallelujah. But in the church, He said, when they slap you on one cheek, you turn the what? The other one. Then you say, who can be saved? With man it is impossible, but with God all things are what? Hallelujah. So your love ought to what? To go beyond the normal. Hallelujah. Amen. Then that means, let me tell you, the world, let me first leave that one. Praise the Lord. So you check yourself and ask yourself whether you have been proved. Amen. By the way, the most excellent way in spiritual things is love. The most excellent way is love. Hallelujah. Actually, even when it comes to spiritual gifts, Paul says that pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. Amen. So love is the most excellent way when it comes to spiritual growth. You cannot grow spiritually outside the love of God. Amen. So it says, I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge. That's what knowledge is. Epigenosis. Precise what? Understanding. Praise the Lord. That may grow more and more in. You know, people have different understanding of love because of the knowledge they have received about what? Love.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So, for you to walk in the love of God, you have to have, you know, a precise understanding about love from the Word of God, not from the world. Remember, we are not of the world. Amen. So, yeah. Our love should come from the knowledge of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all what? Judgment. That word judgment is the same as discernment. It means a perception. Praise the Lord. Yeah? Or to what? To analyze. Praise the Lord. That's why it says, when he says that, and this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. In knowledge. You know, the first place to grow in the love of God is how we think.
Mm.
Is how what? How you think. Praise the Lord. The last time we were talking about, there's a gentleman, he came from America, say we are talking, he was sharing with us. And he said, he was giving us a simple, should I call it formula? What? Okay. He made a statement and said, you are the way you are because you brought yourself to that place. And he says, don't blame any person. You brought yourself to that place. And he says, but you can change that and take yourself to another. And he told us, sow a thought and you reap an action. Sow an action and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. That is deep. That is right. That is good. He says, it is not by accident. Praise the Lord. So, an action, a habit, a character, and then, praise the Lord. See, I tell you, I'm telling guys, You are the way you are. Don't blame it on what? On any pattern. Amen. So, the first place to grow in the love of God is how we think. Praise the Lord. If your thinking does not change, your action will not what? Change. Amen. There's a book I'm reading, Right and Wrong Thinking by Kenneth Yeager. It's a good book. Praise the Lord. But I read such books. Anyway, by the way, you can even be flowing in the gifts of the Spirit, but your thinking is what? Amen. So, that you may grow, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all what? Discernment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, the love of God is the state of your heart. Of your heart. Praise the Lord. God is good. Becky. Pastor Soto last time shared the scripture that let this mind be in you, which was in Christ. Praise the Lord. And Sister Pauline gave me the scripture, Philippians 2, verses 4. I liked it. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Now go to verse 3. Let nothing, this is the mind of Christ. Yeah? Let nothing be done through strife or vain what? Glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of the mind of what? Of Christ. When we look not on our own interest, but the interest of what? Of others. Because Christ himself did not look on his what? Interest, but on the interest of what? Of us. Praise the Lord. So, even spiritual growth is primarily to change your what? Your thinking. Praise the Lord. You cannot grow spiritually if you don't renew your mind in the Word of God. That's why the first place when someone gets saved is to renew their what? Praise the Lord. Because before you've been thinking a certain way, now you have come, you know, you have come to Christ. You need to think a certain way. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why we teach a law, such that your mind may be renewed, so that you may what? Approve the things that are what? Good, acceptable, and perfect. Amen. Amen. So, verse 10, Philippians 1, says, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. That you may approve. Dikomazo. Is that the word? Tell the neighbor. Dikomazo. Tell the neighbor. Prototokos. Prototokos is my favorite word. I mean. So when someone talks about prototokos, I feel like. So, it means to analyze. It means to accept things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, last time people accept certain what? Certain things. And actually, it is also because of the knowledge they what? They have. I mean, I was telling a friend of mine, I'm telling you, you are not a man you are a woman. But you know, she has accepted that she is what? A man. And this is what? But it is also because of what? Someone came and told what? Convinced her. So she approves of herself as being what? A man. Yet is what? A woman. So I told her, know ye not that you are what? Praise the Lord. There is a need for a mind what?
New.
So the Bible says, that you may approve the things that are what? That are excellent. Praise the Lord. Actually, let's see where that word approved is used. Let's go to Romans chapter 12, verses 2. Romans 12, 2. That is what you should be knowing it of head. Hallelujah. And be not conformed to this word, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, approve is to accept things. Praise the Lord. So you accept things because of the way you think. Hallelujah. You know, someone can come and tell you a certain what? Certain story. You know? And let me tell you, if you listen to something over and over again, even if you didn't approve of it, you will slowly begin to what? To approve of that thing. You slowly begin to accept it. Praise the Lord. That's right. Also the word of God. You know, I suppose someone says, we persuade men. Amen. So, the Bible says here, you know, that we may approve the things that are excellent. That's what excellent means. Something that is important. Something that has a higher value or priority. Amen. But this all is the result of the knowledge of God. Praise the Lord. Without the knowledge of God, you cannot approve the things that are what? Excellent.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, it is the understanding, having the precise understanding of the love of God, that will bring you to the place where you're going to approve the things that are what? Excellent. Of high value. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are things which you should not accept approval. There are things which you always want to approve of. Praise the Lord. I found some guys, they are guys I'm discipling. So I found them pulling food in the gun. Okay, they were playing, but in a funny what? So when I came, yeah. Like they all collected themselves. I said, hey, Pastor. I'm like, brother, I told you, relax. There's any no condemnation, but don't do what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they know that I don't approve of what? Sometimes you go somewhere and people have been talking about a certain symbol, and then you enter there and they change it. Because they know you don't what? But there are also believers who approve what? Believers who approve certain what? Certain things. Amen. But when the knowledge of God comes to you, it brings you to that place where you approve the things that are excellent. Hallelujah. The things that are excellent, that are of value, that are of higher what? Priority. Hallelujah. So that you may be sincere, pure, and without
offense
until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Without offense. Offense means to harm another person, to make someone stumble. So that in the Greek is here without offense. Luke 17:1 says that offense is bound to come. Hallelujah. But tell your neighbor, I refuse to be an offender. There is an offender and an offender. Amen. Let's read in Acts chapter 24, verse 16. And herein I do exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and men. Hallelujah. It means you will think no evil towards other people. Hallelujah. The love of God, understanding the love of God, will cause you not to think evil towards other people. Shockingly, even in the church, sometimes you tend to think what? Evil towards what? Brothers. You know, when I understood that believers are what? Are my brothers, it helped me a lot. Hallelujah. Before you say brother, actually, you didn't know what it was, it meant. But when I came to understand that brother, this is my what? Brethren. Or this is my sisterin. You know? Somehow, I was delivered from certain what? Certain mindset. Amen. One time I went to a certain church, and this pastor, we had made an appointment. So, because I'd taken a long time without seeing them, so I knew only one name, you know. I was remembering one name. The other name was a bit complicated. So I go to the reception, and I talk to this young man. I tell him, hey, please, I have an appointment with Pastor so-and-so. And the guy told me, we don't have that brethren here. I said, yeah, she's a woman. And the guy says, because we are all what? Brethren. So he told me, we don't have that brethren here. And the guy was spiritualizing everything. Actually, I walked away. I didn't get to see the what? And I didn't know that there is a lot of what? Protocol. Amen. So I didn't see the brethren. Amen. So, your neighbor is your brother. Hallelujah. A believer is your brother. Hallelujah. So, do not think evil about your brethren. Give me amplified. 1 Corinthians 13. See? 1 Corinthians 13. Verse 4. Amplified. It is coming. The kingdom of God requires speed. Hallelujah. It is there. Let's read together. and is patient and kind. Love is never envious, nor boils over jealous, is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself. Five. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride, is not rude, unmannered, and does not act unbecomingly. Love, God is love in us, does not insist on its own right or its own way, for it is not self-seeking, it is not touchy or fretful or resentful, it takes no account of evil. That one. The last sentence. It takes no account to the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It takes no account to the evil done to it. Just imagine, you've done something to me, and I refuse to take no account to the evil done to man. For you to come to that place, you must have understood the love of God. Praise the Lord. So, how do I know that my love is abounding? It is the way you think towards people. By the way, this love we are talking about, we are not talking about you loving God. We are talking about you loving me. And some people say, me, I love God only. You are a liar and a hypocrite. I love God what? Other people, I don't want to know. How great is the love of God in you? Praise the Lord. This love is towards a brother. Amen. So, the way you know that you are abounding in the love of God is by the way you think towards other people. Hallelujah. That's why on the day of judgment we shall be judged because of our conduct. Message. But what? Make it. Oh, let me say this. You have made it. You have what? But you're going to be rewarded because of your what? Your love, walk. Hallelujah. May heaven your possession. Why is that? You are heaven bound. Tell you, I am heaven bound. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, the way you know that you have grown in love, or you are abounding in the love of God, is the way you think towards what? Towards others. Hallelujah. What do you think about other believers? More especially the naughty ones. You know me. There are some flock which are also very what? Very hey, my name is Ray. You call someone, and someone doesn't speak. You are following me, Ray Marco. Anyway. And they come afterwards, and you still love them. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't teach. The bishop doesn't know where you are. And the bishop is just interested in your well, what? You will be healed. Amen. Please, let the bishop, because you teach. Hallelujah. Do what? Yes. Oh, you return the what? At least this, the bishop will find you up. That's right. Amen. So, but even when certain things happen, you don't take what? Offense. Hallelujah. You don't take offense. Amen. So the way you know that you are abounding in the love of God is by how you think towards other believers. Amen. So your mindset must be free of offense. Hallelujah. You cannot measure actually spiritual growth outside the love of God. The way we know that you have grown spiritually is we look at your love, walk towards others. Amen. You know, in the churches in Uganda and in Africa, we like calling fire. We like calling what? Fire on our enemies. Even fellow what? Believers. We call fire on them. Mukama mujoka guboche. You know, they told Jesus, allow us to call fire like Elijah what? Did. Even to non-believers, you don't call what? Fire on them. If Apostle Paul was in our era, which type of prayer would you have prayed for Apostle Paul? Just imagine. Ngatugunye kanisa. Adiganya. You should have said, we call fire from heaven to burn him. But my friend, you stand out to be the greatest one? Apostle. Praise the Lord. And you like calling what? Even idea, believers call a fire on fellow what? Like this church is at war with the other church. So this one is called fire, and also the other one is called what? So there is fire. There is an exchange of what? On fire. But that is not what? It is not godly. It is devilish. It is evil. Praise the Lord. Paul did not call fire on the Corinthian church. But people are calling what? Kinto Murido. Aba fire siwa ulira. Fire! And you don't see the love of God. Praise the Lord. You call fire on your neighbors instead of praying for them to be saved. Because even you yourself, before you got saved, you were notorious. B.I.G. But they never called what? I was in Raqqa, I pastored in the church there. So we had a home fellowship at some believer's house. There is this woman, I felt like calling fire on her. Thank God I never, even before when my knowledge was with, I never called what? Fire. This woman, you come for fellowship. She was a neighbor to where we used to have fellowship. I said, hey, but that's the day. You know, you are in the midst of sharing. And someone comes, hey, Musabari saved you. You think you are pouring revelation? Someone is pouring water into him. But we never called what? So, one of the believers says, Osha atinyo makati na yo jakulokoka. She's like, can they take it? One time, her daughter took poison. She wasn't around. The maid was the only one around. And guess what? It is the church, the believers, who took what? Her daughter to hospital. Then her daughter was taken to hospital. They took care of her, you know, because she had traveled to Masaka, Raqqa and Masaka. She came back in the evening, but they called her. and she couldn't come, you know. So when she came in the evening, she found many believers. Now the friends whom they were what? They are allies. You know, this show what? It was believers there. Given, you know, the kid had now come to their right mind. The next Sunday, she came to church and she said, Pastor, njagala kulokoka. But that woman did, we had called what? Fire. She got born again. The husband also came to what? To church, and she said, what manner of love is this?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What kind of love is it? I know myself, you people, I used to abuse you. Praise the Lord. And you know, there's a temptation of thinking what? Evil towards people when they have done wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Actually, the love of God is mostly demonstrated when wrong has been done. Yeah? When wrong has been what? Before you get married, you are what? Pastor said, you know, man says, when you are dating, it is drama. And one time he says, I also did the drama. But after the drama, when you come to live together, the drama what? Ends. Amen. Now the what? The real love what? And when love begins to bow up, that is when it has what? Started. Yes? When you see this person has started bowing, that is when love has what? Has started. Hallelujah. Now that is, we are going to demonstrate the what? The real love. Amen. By the way, people understand the love of God. Even in marriage, we don't have to say many things. Because the first thing I should do towards my wife, I should first of all love them as a brother. Or as a sister.
A brother.
A brother. God is what? God is love. Praise the Lord. Before anything, what? Else. Hallelujah. So, the love of God, you know, I got something here. The love of God will be most demonstrated where the wrong is done. Patience. For you to learn patience, you need to be among the people who make you impatient. That's when you learn what? Patience. Hallelujah. Eh? Praise the Lord. Because Queen yesterday told me, Dad, you are the best daddy I have ever seen. Yeah, I may not be seen. But she told me this. today she told me, Dad, I will not say you are the best daddy because you beat me. I'm like, you're calling me that because of this. I told her, I am still the one and what? And only. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you know, some people love because good is being what? When what they don't want is being done. They say, I am no longer what? Sita Chirim. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you, you're going to be offended many times. But also, you're going to offend many times. As you look at the people who have offended you, also you have offended many what? Either by commission or omission. So as you blame, you also look at what?
Praise the Lord.
Recently, I was hearing this man of God, Pastor Deboy. He was saying the mathematics of marriage. He was saying that in school, if you get 70%, they give you a distinction, what? One, you are the what? You are the best person. Remember, you've left what? So he says, if you get someone and 70% is okay, says you have passed. The 30% you deal with what? But because you will never, even when they say the best student, he has left what? Something.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That is the mathematics of what?
Of marriage.
Hallelujah. Amen. Certain things. You know, things sometimes you encounter the real thing. You will not know what is in you. Hallelujah. You will not know what is in you until you encounter certain what? Amen. Even in church, people get offended. They get what? Say, even me, I get offended. Why isn't this like that? Why is that going like this? And you take what? Why is that one preaching like that? You take what? Offense. Why isn't pastor doing this and this? You wait when you pastor. You know, sometimes when you've not done something, you think it is what? It's a walkover. Hallelujah. When you see sometimes people struggling in marriage, you say, how can that man do such and such a thing? You will go there. Hallelujah. See, you've never fasted. You say, the church ought to be like this. I was in luck, I pastored in a church. There's a time I was alone, not once. And even unbelievers would mock me and say, where are the rest of the members? And I'll tell them, we are four members. Me, if I got the revelation of the Trinity, me, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and the never look for the meaning of the Mugwayo. Hallelujah. I said, there God are with me. I'm more than there that to be with what? Praise the Lord. But it's not easy. Yeah. It is not what? You cannot please everyone. Because different people have different what? Needs and desires. Hallelujah. There is a way you want praise and worship to be done. Even him, there's a way he wants it to be what? To be done. Even the other, there's a way he wants it to be what? To be done. So to be on neutral ground, let it be the way it ought to be. Determined by the pastor. Hallelujah. Because everyone has what?
Their preference.
Their preference. Praise the Lord. Even look at these other things, natural things. The car you want to drive, I don't what? I may not like it. Praise the Lord. The clothes you put on, I may not what? I may not like them. Praise the Lord. And even the ones I put on, you may not what? Like them. Praise the Lord. So everyone has what? Hallelujah. But we can put all those things what? You know, sometimes don't let petty things, you know, ruin your relationships with fellow believers. Sometimes there are things which ruin our relationships, which are very what? Serious. I mean, which are very? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this one, I think Apostle Paul taught it in honor. Normally, the people who are close to you, you're going to be offended at the people who are what? Closest
to you.
The more people come, or the more you come closer to certain people, sometimes that's when you get what? And the people who are far from you, you think they love you what? They love you so much. It is because you have not come in a close what? Contact with what? With them. That's why you think for them they are very wonderful what? People. You know? Now this one who is closest to you, you know, you think that for him, he has what? Actually, when you know him, you know, that's, it gives you an opportunity to love him, you know, in the best way, because what? You know him. But that one who is there, let them come closer. Amen. That's why even in marriage, when you come closer, that's when you see and say, hey, this is like this. Hey, this is like that. And then you say, in spite of these things, I determined to walk in life. Praise the Lord. I say, you come closer to the man of God, and go, hey, man of God, you also watch a movie.
Yes.
You watch. Like when you are watching soccer. When you are watching what? Let me tell you, when you, soccer time, it is soccer what?
Amen.
So what is this? We can add, even we add, even where I was, we add. Twice I'm in our way. Together, come up with it. Here's, I mean, what? I want to put myself in the soccer. And I watch the soccer and I get what? The best out of what? So you know, the man of God, how can you behave that? No, this is a game. I'm when I'm watching boxing, Now, Pastor Chief, well, Pastor Chief, the sports he likes, it is bad, I don't like it. And you can see, it's emoji. And you can see the man is very enjoying. Amen. And everything they were watching, me and the Queen support Anthony Joshua, boxing. So recently, they beat our man. So I said, I didn't even want to see the match. And then they fight. So then we rewatch it again with Queen. I said, Queen, whom are you supporting? She said, that brown one. I like, you have changed your mind. That one who has won. I'm like, yeah. Queen. Hallelujah. So don't be shocked. Amen. Unless you find the meaning of that. Even there, I might be evangelizing. Amen. The Bible is the place you normally go to. It's some guy who also showed me there. You know. And I think, here at Musan, I think, but yet you are doing the what? We are reaching out. Praise the Lord. We are reaching out to people. No. Amen. Let's read this watch is very deceptive. No? Let's go to John chapter 13. So there is no love without what? Offense. Until you're offended, that's when you will know whether you're walking in what?
Love.
Praise the Lord. John 13, verse 34. Let's read together. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. How do we also love our fellow brother? We ought to love them the way Christ loved us. 35. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Hallelujah. You ought to love your brother the way Christ loved you. Romans 5 verse 8 says that God demonstrated his love towards us, that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. So nothing describes Jesus than his life, than his love for what? For others. Praise the Lord. More so, sinners. Christ loved you while you were yet a sinner. Not while you are doing things right. Praise the Lord. So, love is for what you don't like. Tell your neighbor, this one is good. Love is not is for what you don't like. Tell your neighbor. It is for what you don't what? In the world, it will tell you, the world will tell you what you
love about.
What do you love about me? Oh, you love because of what? The good things in someone's what? Life. Praise the Lord. But love is for what you don't like. Amen. You should like what you don't love. Hallelujah. Let's see John 13:13. John 13:13. You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If then I, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Jesus washed his disciples' feet. So love is a servant. Love is what? Servant. Amen. When you're walking in love, you will serve what? Others. You look out for the interests of what? Of others. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And by the way, we are going to demonstrate the love of God. Hallelujah. There is a song this Church of Uganda. Tuine banja fengali ya kwa galana Chechirabo katonda chawa fabantu O kwa galana seuka chechitu gata Chechiraganti katonda akola mufe Tuline banja fengali ya kwa galana. Mamwari musalira wa. Hallelujah. Actually the people who have composed those songs, powerful songs. Hallelujah. But these days I don't know the songs they are singing. Sitani Fatulio Mochere, Fatulio Mochere. That is a gospel song. The devil die and we eat what? Rice. Sitani Fatulio Mochere, Fatulio Mochere. People, they are not in the word. Praise the Lord. You have not heard of that song? Yeah? And it was done in a renowned ministry. No, I'm not kidding. That devil die and he eat what? Musa Adam. Canalis, Edimu Canisa. Praise the Lord. So, love is a servant. Hallelujah. Love is servant. Serve one another. Amen. You look out for one another. Amen. By the way, thank you. When the deliverer came, he people love. He showed me love. Clap for your silence. The vision first love. Because everyone wants to be loved. I don't know about you.
Yeah? I want to be loved.
Even me, I want to be what? And when you love me, you do me what? Hallelujah. Some people say, everyone in them, they want to be what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, the bishop felt loved. Amen. And you know, the love walk should be different.
Should be seen.
Hallelujah. It should not be in the spirit. I sent you a message in the spirit. Did you see it?
No way.
So, hallelujah. It should be practical. Hallelujah. Someone should what? See it. Even verbalize it. Tell someone, I love you, brother. You bless me. Yeah? Tell them. Don't wait when they die. And then you will see more games. Appreciate it. Sorry?
Then they write what?
Paragraph. No, appreciate someone. If they are loving on you, they've been a blessing, appreciate them. Hallelujah. Tell them, brother, you blessed me. Brother, when I see you around, I get encouraged. Hallelujah. That's right. The Bible says, serve one another to love and to good work. To good works. Amen. And please, don't run away from the what? One of the things I think which has protected me, I'm always around the what? The brethren. And every week I talk to some what? Some brethren. It keeps you in the faith. Hallelujah. And it keeps you on fire. Hallelujah. I call, hey, Oyota guy, the genie. Amen. You know, I have a friend of mine getting married. But before he got married, there's something he did very serious to me in my relationship. But right now, he's always consulting me, and I'm encouraging him. So I cannot say, hey guy, because you can one for it. Amore says, brother, we are what? We are in it. Yeah? And you tell him to be accountable to me, but now he's what? Say, let me be accountable to you. And I'm like, yes, brother, it is going to work out. Hey, to move the boat in the boat. Hallelujah. Now you still have never use I'm not an expert, but probably I can do something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, this love ought to be felt. It ought to be seen. Amen. But don't demand it. I mean, don't what? It is a certain minister. One time in fellowship, and no one came to see him. So he said, all along I thought these people were for me.
Praise God.
That's why, me, their wedding, I cannot fail to attend.
Hallelujah.
But your wedding, I cannot, unless other pastors remain in constant. But your wedding, I will be there.
Hallelujah.
I don't need an invitation card, but I will be what? Why? Because you are my what?
See,
I can even split firewood. I mean, why? Because you are my what? Somewhere in here, I cannot tell you what? Actually, all of you, when the Lord permits, I will be there. Because you are my what? Even the body. I'll be there. Praise the Lord. Because you are my what? Even the party. I can attend because you are my what? Hey. Because you are my brother. Some people go to all other parties, but don't go to the parties of the what? Party of the brethren, I will be there. Bury you. You know? I'll try and be there. Waiting, I'll be what? Because we are laboring together.
Hallelujah.
Okay, if I don't be there for the brother's sake, well, then where? Now we are. Ogenda kuwasa. Nja kubera o.
See. Chikubere ko.
Amen. But they have beautiful sisters and brothers in the church.
Amen.
Yeah. But they get the gamba amina. What is the time right now? Praise the Lord. Let's see Ephesians. So we've been saying that the first place where you ought to what? To grow in the love of God is by changing your what? Your thinking. Your thinking has to change. I mean, your thinking has to change. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and verses 2. But be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Verses 2. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. Praise the Lord. Be followers of God. So you get the word, be imitators of what? Of God. Praise the Lord. Mimic God. Hallelujah. Be imitators of God. Copy God. Actually, believers are called to copy. Amen. We are called to what? Not to be original. You see an example and then you what? You follow after that. I love the gospel says, imitate me. As I also what? And normally, actually, you know there are many things. Pray. How do you learn pray? You don't learn it in seclusion. Actually, the best place to learn prayer is among brethren who are praying. I learned prayer not alone. I learned it because I saw what? I saw other believers what? Pray. And I desire to pray certain what? A certain way. Prayer by precept and by what? By example. For the disciples of Jesus to ask him to teach them how to pray, it is because they saw him what? Pray.
And by the way, we are, believers should be an good example to which other people are going to what? To follow. Timothy, the Bible says, was well spoken of. In what? Is it Lystra? He was well spoken of among the brethren. Hallelujah. Ngori mulokole. Boba mulokole nanye ndi mulokole. Have you heard that statement? That one is born again. If you are born again, I am also what? Be imitators of Christ. Follow after the example of Christ. There is an example set before us. Christ. Praise the Lord. Follow his example. How did he love? He loved while we are yet sinners. Praise the Lord. So actually the love of God is expressed where there is sin. While we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. And you have the love of God. You have the love of God. Romans 5:5. Romans 5:5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You have the love of God. Praise the Lord. The love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. You have the ability to walk in love. You can walk in love. Praise the Lord. You have the love of God. So when the Bible instructs you to walk in love, it is because you have it. Hallelujah. You can demonstrate it. People can see it. Praise the Lord. In your actions, it can be what? It can be seen. Hallelujah. The religious activities people used, by the way, sometimes it appears that way. Sometimes the people whom you think are what? Probably on the look of their faces, they think probably they are mean people, they don't care. Sometimes they are the most what? Caring. Is this guy, Brother Eddie? You know Eddie Kitcho? People used him. That guy is very tough, that guy. But it is very, very nice man. But some people because of Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you go to someone, sometimes sit down with them and get to know them. And get what? To know them. Praise the Lord. You will see how sick they are. Amen. And some people don't want to be rebuked. When they are rebuked, they think they are not loved. You are still what? Loved. Those I love, I trust in. Hallelujah. Hey, actually, some people, when they correct this, they think, you know, love is absent. No. How many of you? Okay. When you have children, you correct them. Sometimes you get even away from here. Cargo. And you what? But is it because you don't love them? You love them, praise the Lord. You still what? Love them. Hallelujah. So, determined to walk in love. Strife will go away. One of the things which can kill a church is strife. Contention. That is the number one killer of
the church. Because where there is strife and contention, there is every evil work. Even in marriage. Actually, Kenneth Copeland says, one of the things where he can fire someone is when there is strife between two people in his organization. He says he will fire both of you. Because he knows the danger of what? Of strife. He starts with two people. And then, you know me, these days I decide, says, if I cannot be in a place, let me just leave the place rather than causing what? Strife and what? If I feel I am striving in that place, I rather leave than be there and begin to what? And you know, when you want to be, when you are in strife, you want him to what? To partake of it. And you want everyone to what? To partake of it. Praise the Lord. So I rather leave than cause what? I don't know, said, yeah, Pastor, you. At the time we are speaking well of a certain brother. I discovered later, recently. This brother is a wonderful brother, Samuel. He's a wonderful brother. Wonderful brother. We trust him. Now, the report I got from three witnesses, I'm like, why did I say what I said? Because they say, all of you are like, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, I will not walk in strife.
I will not walk in strife.
I will walk in the love of God.
I am a love child
of a love God. I'm full of the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we are called to walk in love and to demonstrate love. Hallelujah. More especially among the brothers. I think the early church demonstrated it to some extent. They had all things in common. Hallelujah. They shared together. They ate together. Hallelujah. There are places I'm lagging in that area, but I'm going to what? I have renewed my mind and I'm going to. Hey. I mean. So love me as I love you. No, not like that. But let's walk in
love.
Demonstrate it. Let it be felt. Someone has said it. Love me the way I understand love. You know, even honor, different people understand honor what? I went to a friend's house and told me, and the wife, the guy said, you're not new for me here. But when when I visited your home recently, you gave me food even when you're what? Your need is down, eh? And it is done. Like the woman doesn't need for what? For the husband when they are what? But when she goes to her place, she needs what? Because the auntie will tell her, how can you give your husband food when you are what? I'm so sorry. Don't mind, but when you go to my place, you give me food when you do what? List the inn will say that this woman has no what?
Manners.
But then he does it what? So that's what I like. If you want to kneel, you are telling him, even at your home, don't kneel. I'm like, you want my aunt to say, I don't have manners. It is affection. It is not a thing. It is for to be what? To be seen. Mama Mwala, our daughter, you are good what?
Kume, he left that place a long time ago.
Amen. My sister is married for him, the husband, like what? She don't need it. That is the abomination that causes desolation. He brings the food and he kneels down and the man feels, yeah. That is how he understands what honor is. He kneels what? I tell you, don't kneel like this. That way. Kneel. Sera kamere kakano. That is how he understands what? My neighbor, when he married the wife brought food.
Wow.
Fua. Covered the place. And the man says, Ngatu kade ko kalagala kumere. The kalagala is the banana what? The banana leaf, eh? You cover it on the what? On the food, mostly a local food. To show that, eh? Say that. In the hotel, they don't give me this thing. And here also, they don't what? That is how you understand what? So, some people, you love them the way they want. Not that they should demand it, but. You know, Becky told me something she did to a certain brother. But for him, that was his work. No, in a good way. The thing the brother liked, it was useless. But for him, he thought that that is what? His dear. You know? And then, no, nothing evil. You know? And I learned wisdom in that. And the brother rejoiced and is like, yeah, this is it. Praise the Lord. Because I'm working in love. Sometimes you respect what other people want. Respect. Biaragala, no. No, kolaji. Mleka. Oshiraba. Mleka. Okay, how can you watch me? Sometimes that's how we be. How can you? Amen. That is wisdom. Hallelujah. Kuba deruda. You did it. Sir? You determined what? To grow, to walk in love. Amen. Every day you're going to encounter opportunities not to walk in love. Actually, whenever you are wrong, that is an opportunity for you to walk in love. Whenever you are wrong, it is an opportunity for you to walk in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it cuts across. Marriage, church, at your workplace, you know, whenever you are wrong, it is an opportunity to walk in love, because love, the love of God is expressed when people do what? When people sin. Praise the Lord. So, two things about the love of God. It is an initiative. It is what? You take the what? The initiative. Praise the Lord. And that initiative is towards what? Someone. Hallelujah. Sometimes when there is a misunderstanding, talk to someone. You know? Or when you feel you're offended by someone, talk to them. It is not what? It is not evil. That will solve a lot of what? A lot of things. Maybe there was a misunderstanding. Hey brother, what you did, I didn't feel what? I didn't feel good about it. I felt offended. The brother will explain. And if he needs to apologize, he will apologize. Praise the Lord. Because what you are striving for is love. It is not to bring about what? Division. But if he does something wrong to you and you come, do you know what this guy did to me? He did this and this and this, and then you go to another one. You are causing what? Strife and contention. But if you came to him and told, hey, brother, this is like this and this, felt offended here, you know? And also, when they came, you also accept. Listen to the what? To the brother. Praise the Lord. You know? Let me end with this scripture. Romans 14. You know, don't forget this. Romans 14. One time, I had Kenneth again say that sometimes you may be very knowledgeable, but if you don't learn to walk in the love of God, your knowledge will later not be what? You see? Romans 14:19. Let's read it together. Therefore, follow after the things which make for peace, and the things wherein one may edify one another. Let's follow the things which make for what? And whereby we may what? Edify one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Follow the things which make up for peace. Follow the things which edify one another. Hallelujah. Give me 20. And you know it was from eating things. Is what he says. If you serve God in this age, something like that. No, that's not the one. So, it is our prayer, Ephesians, so Ephesians 1, verses 9 up to 11, that our love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that we may approve the things that are excellent, that we may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, I am a loved child of a loved God. I walk in the love of God. Because the love of God is poured abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am sincere in my love walk. I am without offense in my love walk. I give grace to the brethren in the name of Jesus. I am full of the love of God. I walk in the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand up on our feet.